The 17:06 mark of the period.
Carroll walking in. He'll shoot. Tripped on the play. Knocked down there by Patan. The Huskies smell blood right now. As Baltus does a good job to get possession. Trent Baltus back to the point. Walking in is Leibringer. Scores! Oh, Leibringer with the goal. And you can just feel the Huskies were going to get one with that great shift by that line and those two defensemen. We got a 1-1 hockey game with 2:54 left in the first.
Incredibly intense, aggressive penalty killing down below the goal line, Coach, I thought.
Yeah, no question.
To work that back out top.
Yeah, no question. We did a real good job on that shift. And
is
we
it
need,
penalty kill? I meant forecheck.
On the forecheck. It wasn't regular penalty. It was just a regular shift. And we needed something. You know, we needed something to get back in the game and get us going. And Leibs did a real good job. He walked the line. You could tell he had some patience, some poise, kept his head up, and just takes a wrist shot. You know, he got rid of that big slap shot and just takes a good, hard, firm wrist shot. A little bit of traffic in front of the net, you know, but good play shot, big goal. And now we're back in it. But guess what, Dirk? We
another late first another period.
Another we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot. And I'm sure you'll play the goal.
Back out the center ice. Parayko going to the bench for a line change. Hines will shoot it in. 1 minute to play here in the first period of play. 1-1 is our score. And behind the net, out there, did they score? They did. It crosses the line. Jamie Phillips wasn't sure where it was. And the Huskies give up their second goal of the game. It's 2-1.
Well, it looked like I don't even know exactly what happened on that play as far as what Phillips, where he thought the puck was.
Well, yeah, when you watch it back, first they just dump the puck in or shoot the puck in, and our defenseman has some time to get it, but they've got a forechecker on him, so we try to make a reverse. Doesn't work. Chris Leibringer comes in, the second defenseman, picks up the puck, and for whatever reason, he's going to try to bank it off the net and go out the other side. Well, guess what? It didn't work, and now we got both defensemen trapped behind the net. They have a guy coming in front, but their guy just tries to wrap it around, and Jamie's not sure when you watch it which side it's coming out. He gets confused a little bit, and obviously it comes out, and I believe it might have went off one of our players and into the net. And sloppy goal, just a real sloppy goal all the way around. And again, you have to manage the puck, understand the situation and what's going on. And if Chris had that one back, I'm sure he wouldn't try to bank it off the net like he does. And then, you know, it didn't work. And now we get guys trapped behind the net. So, you know, instead of just moving the puck around the boards or putting it in the corner, trying to skate it or whatever, there's a lot of different things. But you got to learn from those. We have to learn from those. And, you know, hockey's a game of mistakes, and we made one there, and they capitalized on it.
So the first intermission comes, and it's a 2-1 lead for Fairbanks. 11-6, they outshoot us in that period. And was it an intense locker room, Coach?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes. I mean, you know, and I'm a fairly positive guy, and encourage and that, but we talked a lot about team defense and how you need to play and some certain things, and I just felt we got away from that, and I was disappointed. They're like my kids. Like, you know, you love your kids, but every once in a while they're going to do something that you just shake your head and disappoint you. Now, you can't trade your kids. You can't, you know, just get rid of them. You have to continue to work with them and mold them and develop them. And we had a development session after the first period. Let's put it that way. And I really do. I mean, these are like my kids, and I love them. And we have to continue to work with them and get them to grow. And they're going to make some mistakes. And as much as sometimes they're going to frustrate the heck out of you, you have to understand that it's our responsibility and our job as coaches to continue to work with them and continue to make them better.
Austin Veith scored that goal. It was unassisted, his seventh of the season. He did not play on Friday night. They inserted him on Saturday night. So 2-1 at the end of the first period. Come out in the second period at 9:57. A power play goal. Big one for the Huskies off the stick of Blake Pietola.
The forecheck by the Nanooks was a good one by Perry, who's been a thorn in the side of the Huskies here tonight. Tanner Carroll with speed now, using that speed. Over for goal. Goal to the back door. A shot scores! What a play by the Huskies! And Blake Pietola has just tied this game up on a pretty one-timer on the power play.
Almost identical, right, Coach, to that Lake State goal that he scored.
Yeah, big-time goal, and Blake can shoot it. We know that. And but again, who makes the pass to him and puts it right in his wheelhouse? It's, you know, and I'm yelling on the bench to Malcolm to go in and shoot it, you know, because he beats the defenseman. He gets a step on the defenseman, and he's coming in, and I give, you know, him a lot of credit for seeing that play, but and then putting it right in a perfect place, and he put some zip on the pass, so the goalie has trouble getting across the net to stop it. But that showed our speed on the rush, it showed our skill on the rush, and good all around play. Huge goal for us. And I thought we played much, much better in the second period. Played with some more, you know, urgency. Let's put it that way, to our game, which we need to do more of.
And you watch the replay. As you're alluding to, both plays there by Malcolm and by Blake are difficult plays to make. And that pass came, I mean, he's coming down as a right-handed shot.
On his off wing.
On his off wing, and to go backwards, diagonally, all the way across. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Blake is, you know, in a handcuff situation there. Sure. And he is able to get enough on it.
Yeah, he wired it. Yeah, just enough on it. He wired it. And that's a huge goal. And we didn't, you know, the best part of the period is obviously we scored to get it back into the game, a tie game. But defensively, we really clamped down. We really didn't give much. They only had 5 shots on goal. And out of those 5, I don't know if they had a good, you know, scoring chance. We changed the goaltender after the first period.
Right, Winches came in.
That's another thing we didn't talk about or mention. So, you know, I didn't like the goal. I don't like some of the goals that are going in right now, you know. And you know, it really can deflate your team. So I just felt their team needed that spark or that momentum again, and Matt's played well in practice. He's played well in the little bit of ice he has, so we went back with him, and you know, he didn't get much work in the second period. But having said that, I thought, you know, we outshot him 12-5, had a much better period, much more in intensity, played much better defensively, worked harder defensively to get the puck and go on offense.
We go to the third period, Coach, and we get the game win at the 12:38 mark. Tanner Carroll.
Michigan Tech will take over at their own blue line, where it's picked up by Leibinger, who backhands it hard inside of the zone. Galt is in on the forecheck, wrapped around, held in at the point. Quick shot towards the goal. Loose puck. Backdoor score! Tanner Carroll! The go-ahead goal, the 7:32 remaining. Michigan Tech leads 3-2.
Almost made a huge broadcasting mistake right there. I don't know if you could pick it up. I almost said game-winning goal, and there's still 7-something minutes.
Well, you felt it. You had a premonition, Dirk, of what was going on.
Yeah, but anyway, Tanner Carroll, the goal. Great pass by Baltus. Patan in that play, too. I mean, those three guys are so much fun to watch.
Well, they really are, and they've got some chemistry. But you could, you know, just listening to your call back there, you can all tell it starts with a forecheck. You know, we get the puck in. Chris Leibinger just lays it in deep. We have a good forecheck. Now we keep the puck in, and then we create some offense off of that. And I think that was one of the keys in the game. We forechecked much better. You know, we skated better, and we were more involved. We got our hands dirtier, you know. We took more ownership in that game, and consequently, you know, and it's not always going to work out. It's not always going to go your way, but if you do enough of the right things, you know, I believe sooner or later that you're going to get a break, you're going to create a bounce. And a great play. I mean, Brent Baltus, you know, to even see Tanner there, I mean, and I think Tanner was so surprised. He really didn't get much on it.
No,
you know,
he did not.
But the net was so wide open, and I think he's so surprised. Everybody was that he just laid it in. But, no, that line's playing well, and, you know, Tanner and Alex Patan continue to play well and produce points. And then Brent Baltus is, you know, what a nice addition he's been to that line. And for a guy that's been in and out of the lineup the first part of the year, and for him to come in, he's playing inspired hockey, and you can just see the confidence now. And he's playing the right way. He's laying it on the line every night. I mean, he gives you everything he has. And I'm so happy for him and what he's brought to our team. And I mean, that it's a good story. But and the beauty of it is he's going to, you know, continue. You know that. That's just the way he is.
All right. Well, I'll ask the question everybody else is asking, Coach. What was the reason that – did you get a reason why they reviewed that goal?
Well, you know, I really didn't get a reason. And, you know, I was asking the referees, because what bothers me about it is you score a goal – you get, you know, the fans are into it, your players are into it, you have some energy, you got some momentum, and all of a sudden they're going to review the goal, and it slows it right down, and, you know, it's like giving the team another timeout. And there's, you know, supposedly the goalie said to one of the linesmen, oh, I mean, have the referees review the goal. I mean, the goalie interference or something like that, which is total BS. So anyway, and you just... And now that's why I'm so upset. Like, I don't, you know, to me now, can anybody ask for a review anymore? I have no idea. I have no idea who can ask for a review and what's going on. But, you know, the referee just said no. The ref was standing right there. When you watch a video replay, the goalie throws a stick at the ref. I mean, he's right there. He's watching everything. There's no bumping or anything remote to what's going on. And now the linesmen are going to start asking the referee. You know, that's why you have referees. Linesmen do your job, and they're lucky if they can.